In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. We live in challenging times. Times of wars and rumor of wars. Times of hunger and homelessness. Times of prejudice and anti-Semitism. Times of need and inequality. All sorts of challenges before us, and that's why we begin our liturgical year with the Great Litany, this long prayer in our prayer book that helps us to take all the things in our lives and all the things in the world and to put them out there on the table before God and say, God, we can't do this. We need you. And we meet the Great Litany with the great promises of Scripture. We read in the Scriptures about how change is coming. God is going to do something about all of this. In our first lesson from the prophet Isaiah, we hear the prophet begging God, oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence. He talks about how when you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains quaked. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. And so in the prophet, we have this vision of change, of how the world is the way it is, but things are not going to stay the same. God is going to intervene mightily in the world in ways that shake the very foundations of our world. We read in the prophets of the Israelites who are anticipating redemption, right? When God tears open the heavens and comes down and rescues them. We are living in the time of Advent as we await what? What comes after Advent?
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes.
Right? We live in a time of Advent where we are waiting for God to tear open the heavens and come down and live among us, like as the baby Jesus in the manger. And we live in the time of Advent writ large as we await the coming of Jesus in judgment, when God will tear open the heavens and come down and the earth will be shaken. And we're not going to recognize what's going on. It's going to be frightening. But God will be changing things. Just think about how Jesus rocked the world when he came the first time. We're still talking about him 2,000 years later. We still number our years according to his birth. The next time, when Jesus comes again, when Jesus comes to finally bring to fulfillment all of God's plans, it's going to be dramatic. Now, for we who believe, we who gather as the church, there is some good news in that the second coming of Jesus has already begun. The second coming of Jesus began in your life with your baptism. Jesus' second coming has already begun to manifest in your life. And we gather as church week by week and year by year in order to remind each other and to encourage each other of this truth. We gather in order to help one another to notice and to experience how the kingdom of heaven is present in our lives even today. And so here we are on the first Sunday of Advent, beginning anew the cycle of the church year, where we'll walk through all the different cycles and seasons. This will be for us a year of remembering, a year of reorienting, a year of realigning ourselves, a year of living into our citizenship in the kingdom of heaven, a citizenship that is greater than any identity we might have as fans of a certain celebrity or partisans of a certain political party or even citizens of a particular nation state. Our identity as citizens of the kingdom of God is greater than all of these. And so while we continue to live in an imperfect world, as we continue to look around and see things that are wrong, to see injustices, to see people hurting, to see how the world does not match up to God's promises, we engage that dissonance with prayer. We gather those things together. We bring them into the church and we lay them out before God and say, look, this is wrong. We can't do this. Help us, God. As in the great litany this morning, believing that God will intervene. Prayer, bringing all these things before God, observing the seasons of the church year as they guide us into the gospel, these are the ways that we follow Jesus urging to us today. Therefore, keep awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, and what I say to you, I say to all. Just as to the disciples in the garden, right? When they were all together praying and they kept falling asleep. And Jesus said, keep awake.